This is DOA News. Fine with it. The onslaught of the coronavirus pandemic has now caused more than 2.8 million infections worldwide. Johns Hopkins University puts the COVID-19 death toll at close to 198,000. The case count here in the United States is over 905,000, with just under 52,000 fatalities. Still, some American states, including Georgia, South Carolina, and Oklahoma, have begun a limited reopening of their economies. The state of Alaska is paving the way for restaurants, retail, and other businesses to open their doors with limits in place. In Michigan, Governor Gretchen Whitmer is allowing golf and boating to resume, but she's extended her stay-at-home order through the middle of May. There is so far no movement toward an opening up of economies by state compacts, which have pledged a joint response to the virus outbreak. One of those groups includes Massachusetts, a hotspot, where the number of COVID-19 cases is climbing toward 51,000, third highest in the country, with more than 2,500 deaths. Also in that compact is New York, which yesterday said its latest daily loss of lives was 422, the fewest since early March. But the total numbers in New York have been horrendous, more than 271,000 cases and over 21,000 deaths. Elsewhere in the world, India has announced an easing of its shutdown that affects 1.3 billion people. India has had 24,000 infections with 780 reported deaths. India's neighborhood shops are being reopened. France says it will end its nationwide lockdown on May 11th, just shy of 2 months after it began. Parents can choose whether or not to send their children back to school. The French have suffered well over 22,000 COVID-19 fatalities, just under 160,000 cases. Europe's hardest-hit nation, Spain, with 22,500 coronavirus deaths, is easing its ban on outdoor activities this weekend. Via remote, this is VOA News. It is being called one of the worst days of his presidency. Reference point, Donald Trump's effort yesterday to walk back his suggestion a day earlier that the fight against coronavirus should perhaps include the use of disinfectant injected or ingested into the body. He told reporters his remarks were taken out of context, that he was being sarcastic. A video recording of his words showed that was not the case. When he asked his virus task force coordinator, Dr. Deborah Birx, if the use of disinfectant or ultraviolet light as COVID-19 therapeutics should be investigated, she responded she had never heard of that. Among other reactions prompted by Mr. Trump's words, warnings from the Surgeon General, the makers of Lysol and Clorox, and health officials across the country, all of whom pointed out that the misuse of disinfectants could have fatal results. Rather than face more questions about all this, Mr. Trump abruptly ended the news briefing without taking questions. It was the shortest White House task force briefing since the pandemic reached the United States. Critics call the incident an example of the president's disdain for science. Nobel Prize-winning physicist Stephen Chu said, quote, "This isn't science, it's something else." White House spokesman Judd Deere hit back, claiming any suggestion that the president does not value scientific data or the important work of scientists is patently false. For the 10th straight day, China, where the pandemic began, is reporting no deaths and only 12 new cases, 11 of them from outside the country. And South Korea continues its run of days when new cases have been under 20. Latest count is 10. Adequate testing remains an issue in many parts of the United States. According to Johns Hopkins University, about 4.7 million COVID-19 tests have been administered so far in a nation of 330 million people. Researchers at Harvard University say a 500,000 tests a day or more are needed before the American economy can be safely reopened. Several nations, including the United Kingdom, France, Germany, and South Africa, have joined what the World Health Organization has dubbed a landmark collaboration to fight the coronavirus pandemic. The initiative is designed to accelerate work on tests, drugs, and vaccines, and to share them around the globe. Notably missing from the group is the United States. President Trump says he is ending his country's financial aid to the World Health Organization. Mr. Trump has signed a $484 billion aid bill for employers and hospitals under stress from the coronavirus pandemic. It is the latest effort by the federal government to save small and medium-sized businesses that have had to close or dramatically alter their operations as states try to slow the spread of the virus. Over the past 5 weeks, roughly 26 million workers in the United States have filed for jobless aid, or about 1 in 6 U.S. workers. Mr. Trump called passage of the aid measure by Congress a tremendous victory. More news online at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News. Voice.